Unfortunately, the chairman of the Education and Content Services Committee could not be with us this afternoon. He chaired the meeting of the committee, and he asked me to summarize the outcome and of the discussions we had on this point. As you may remember, the Education and Content Services Committee has an education initiative that is part of the long-term project that goes from 2011 until 2016, I think. And so we reviewed the actions in 2012 and looked into the plan for 2013. Under the present circumstances, the education team is focusing on three key areas of work, what they call the flagship project, which is promoting and supporting framework-based teaching of principle-based accounting standards. The second one is promoting the adoption of IFRS and supporting the consistent and rigorous application of these standards. We call this Project 2. And the Project 3 deals with implementation and application of IFRS for SMEs that is developing in many countries. So the committee noted that progress was being made as planned. There is nonetheless some delay in progressing educational materials on IFRS 10 and IFRS 11 that were adopted recently, but hopefully the material will be made available by early 2013. Then we looked into the plan for next year, and building on the analysis by the staff, it appeared that we could develop new initiatives. And there is a first initiative that is to develop investor education, and also another one, which is to launch a project on a new regulator-focused education initiative targeted at the regulators from both developed and emerging economies. Obviously, we are under some budgetary constraints, so we have to manage the possibility to deal with these new initiatives, but apparently we can find ways to move forward. Finally, the committee looked into some kind of business development. This is an organization which is a non-for-profit organization, but nevertheless, it appears that we have part of our activities that could be generating some revenue, and by the way, similar organization raise some resources from their activities besides the core public activities and the publications that are made available for the general public for free. So it appears that we used to have a fairly significant part of our resources coming from these self-generating activities. And it dropped from 30% of our resources in 2008 to 21% in 2012. So the objective was adopted to try and go back to the initial percentage of 30%, which will require an in-depth analysis of the way we deal with publications, with dematerialized dissemination of the work we produce besides the production of the core standards themselves. So this is something the Education and Content Committee will develop in the near future, having in mind the fact that we should be mindful of the issues of independence and of the issues of the general interest nature of this organization. So I think this completes the summary of the discussions we had at the Education and Content Committee. I don't know whether you have any comments or questions on this. Jeff?
Yeah. Chairman, I don't have any questions. I just would like to make an observation. I think in the absence of Jeff Lucy, and also because it's my last meeting here today, I would like to say that I've enjoyed working with Jeff on the Education and Content Services committee, and he's provided some very, very sterling leadership. I would also like to take the opportunity to congratulate Mike Wells, the Director of Education, and his team for doing a fantastic job with very limited resources. Chairman, I've had the privilege of working with Mike and his team on a number of the outreach activities in emerging markets, and I certainly hope that in my role as the chairman of the FRC in South Africa, that I will continue to work with Mike and his team. So thank you very much.
Well, I will transmit this comment to Jeffrey when we meet. Next item, if we do not